It's Current State on 90.5 WKAR. I'm Mark Bayshore. On Sunday night, the Jazz Alliance of Mid-Michigan will hold its sixth annual Jam Tribute Concert. This year's honoree is Grammy Award-nominated singer Betty Joplin. The show is from 3 to 6 p.m. at Tropo in Lansing. It is sold out. Betty Joplin is our Live Music Friday guest today, and we've been enjoying hearing her perform here live from Studio S. We'll talk with Betty Joplin in a few minutes, but first let's hear a song. Betty Joplin and Amazing Grace.
Home.
Lansing's Betty Joplin here on the Studio S Steinway on WKAR's Current State. Welcome to our program. We're glad you could make it today.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
We gave you the opportunity to play whatever you wanted. You chose Amazing Grace. I've got to ask why. You could have played how many other songs? Dozens of other songs. You chose Amazing Grace. How come? Because
I love that song, first of all. And it's such an inspiration. I love singing. I'm so used to singing in the church, you know, through the years. And whenever I get the opportunity, I love to sing something that's quite meaningful and beneficial to the people.
Going back to your roots, I mean, that was your start in music, was performing and singing in church.
Yes.
What were some of your other early, I mean, was it all church music for you for a while, or all gospel songs for some period of years then? Or?
I would say from the time I started playing, which was very young, from like about 4 years old through all the way through about after 17 or 18 years. Well, it went into that. It went beyond that, actually. It was after I first got married and had my family, and then I finally stopped. But up until then, I played for the church.
And was this a church in Jackson where you grew up? What church was it?
It was the Church of God in Christ, and I'll never forget the address. It was at 1109 Merriman Street, although it's all torn down now.
Oh.
1109 Merriman Street. And that's all I did. Although I would sneak and learn R&B and stuff behind my mom's back.
Perfect.
I would listen to Randy late at night out of Gallatin, Tennessee. I'd listen to that.
Randy?
Randy's Record Mart used to come on the radio, WLAC, LAC, Nashville, Tennessee.
All right.
And I would listen to that because you could hear, through the weeknights, you could hear blues and R&B or whatever they wanted to call it back then, rhythm and blues, which is R&B. And I would learn stuff off of there. I'd listen to it and memorize it. And sometimes what I would do is I'd order some gospel music off. And at the time, we were talking about 78s, the big 78s.
Okay.
And I would order some 78s so I could learn some new church music, too. But then I also would sneak in a couple of that wasn't
Understood.
Supposed to be. And I couldn't listen to it till I'd catch my mother away from the home. And then I could listen to it, and I'd sit there and play and sing them.
You can't be good all the time.
No.
Right? I mean, you got to be.
Yeah, you got to get out there and take a little chance here and there.
When you're a young person, for sure. You've lived in Lansing and Jackson your entire life?
Yes.
Did never any consideration of moving to a city with more live music opportunities?
Yeah, I really wanted to move to New York area. I had very seriously, and the ASCAP people and different ones there, the Academy and so forth, it was ASCAP people that, you know, they really encouraged me about moving there. They said, in fact, Sammy Kahn and Morton Gould at the time was the president of ASCAP, and Sammy Kahn was on the board and so forth, you know, and of course a fabulous songwriter. And they really encouraged me to move to Sammy says, "You've got to move to New York, Betty." He said, "You have to."
Sammy Kahn to move to New York.
Yes. Yes, he did. Okay. I've got a nice big, 8x10 black and white with Sammy Kahn on one side of me and Morton Gould on the other. And they were presenting me this award from the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was in New York. But anyway, I was afraid too, because at the time, all of my children, the three oldest, were adults then, were just getting into the adult life, actually. But I still had my baby girl at home. And I never, ever dreamed of leaving my children. That's really why I didn't do any more than I really did. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I managed to do a lot, and I'm thankful for it. But the idea of me having to leave my children, just, I couldn't do it. I says, however they turn out, I want to be that one. I don't want to say, well, maybe I should.
Yeah.
And then after my son was killed in an automobile accident, my oldest son, in 82. And I'm so happy that, you know, people often ask me, well, do you regret not moving away? And really, I said, no, I don't, because I had all that time with my son.
Mm-hmm.
Had I been gallivanting all over here and there, you know, that's time would have been lost.
Understood.
Yeah. Sure. So I don't regret it.
you spent some time performing with the Duke Ellington Orchestra under the direction of his son, Mercer.
Yes.
But a lot of people know you as a Grammy nominee, and you're easily the first. You must be the first Grammy nominee ever to appear on our show. We're really pleased about that. And this was a nomination for your recording of Teach Me Tonight with Arthur Prysock.
Yes.
Category Jazz Vocal Performance Duet or Group in 1986. For our listeners who don't know about Arthur Prysock, tell us about him.
Arthur Prysock, you speak of a legend and the most fabulous baritone voice that you ever want to hear. That man... Oh, my God. He was just, and he was such a beautiful, graceful performer as well. And it was, I met him through a fellow that heard me in Detroit who was a good friend of his. And he wanted Arthur to hear me sing so bad. He says, I just know he would love you. So sure enough, I was able to, Arthur was performing over at Dummy George Jazz Room. You remember that in Detroit?
I can't say I do.
Okay.
I'll take your word for
so
it.
So I went over there and one night, and it's a long story between that, but we don't have the time. But anyway, I did go. He heard me sing, and he called me up. And then he, when I got ready to leave off stage, he says, wait a minute, Betty. He says, I want you to do a duet with me, do something with me. So we did. In fact, we did When I Fall in Love. And later on, I'm skipping way over now, later on, I brought him here, him and the band, to Lansing, out to the Wayfair. You remember the Wayfair?
I do remember that.
Okay,
yes.
I brought him here, and it was that last night, well, the last performance of the night, I was on stage, we had done our little thing, and he says, well, don't leave yet. He says, don't go yet. He took my hand. He says, there's something, an announcement I want to make to the people. And I said, okay. And I just figured he was going to thank me for bringing him to Lansing and performing with him. But he told them, he says, in August, I'm going to take Betty into the studio with me in New York to record. And I just about became undone.
I never imagine.
He had never, ever mentioned anything like that.
Okay.
And he did it.
I tell you, there's so many stories. We'll have to have you back to revisit some of the others. And we want you to play us out of our program here. I'll just remind our listeners that we'll be back on Monday, past episodes of Current State at WKAR.org. Betty Joplin plays us out on Current State on WKAR. See you Monday.
Don't know why there's no sun up in the sky. Stormy weather. Since me and my man ain't together. Keeps raining all the time, all the time. Life is bad, gloom and misery everywhere, stormy weather. You see, I just can't seem to get myself together.